If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
It's High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And this is High Society Radio. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. Our Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. And the Reddit subreddit is reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. It's all pretty straightforward. If you want to go to our website, that's not so straightforward. That is newtrashcity.com.
People are very confused about that still.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're lazy and stupid.
I think it's mostly the stupid thing.
I guess, yeah.
I've tried to fix, like, all sorts of shit so that it comes up on... Like, I just can't... I don't know anything about it. Like, I don't know how to fix it so that when you search High Society Radio on iTunes and podcast finders, it just comes up. It should just come up.
You sound like you're at your wit's end.
I'm, like, defeated with it.
Hey, if anyone knows what the hell they're doing who could help us, post in the subreddit. Reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. Or hit us up at HS Radio Show. In both places, Chris will talk to you.
I will.
Even if it isn't about what we just asked you to do, which is basically help us with the iTunes and an RSS feed. Because we're morons. 14-year-olds know how to do this, and we don't.
Yeah, but they learn from playing Minecraft.
Damn it. I told you guys we should have got into Minecraft when it first started.
I've been trying to get in. I don't understand how that works either. Why do you have to build the house?
It's like a Legos or something. I don't know. That's all my feeble old mind can register with it. It's like Legos, I think.
I was reading an article recently that a lot of young kids are just learning coding on their own because of Minecraft. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, they know their kids now just know how to code. It's the future. I don't know what kind of future it'll be, but it's the future regardless.
I'm sure it'll be like a very Japanese, androgynous, nobody really having any physical intimacy type of future.
Oh, so hot. Yeah. I love Japanese androgyny.
Mm.
Right, Johnny?
Fuck you.
What do you like about it, Japanese androgyny?
Just, there's fucking different.
They fuck tentacles and shit.
That's not Japanese androgyny. That's hentai porn. There's nothing androgynous about that. That's just, you know, tentacle rape. I forwarded over. I got an email last weekend. I like to call it market research for our brand of liquor. That's definitely going to come out eventually. Truffle whiskey. It's from our boy Delco Trash. Nice. And can you read out that email?
Sure.
Chris, I forwarded it over to you.
I talked to this Asian or Latina girl at the deli today.
Good, all right.
Asian
all right.
Or Latina.
Delco has a good eye.
Maybe she was Filipino.
Whatever.
All right, meet him in the middle.
Okay. She was ordering truffle salami and truffle ham. Hell. Sounds like a good sandwich. So, of course, I asked her if she's ever had truffle booze. No, she said, but she'd try anything with truffles in it. She always does and always loves it.
Truffle dick.
She was wearing workout gear and Versace shades, designer purse, etc. So I'm figuring there is a trend-humping market of dumb money out there for truffle whiskey. Bottle service truffle whiskey, baby.
Thank you. Delco Trash has proven everything I've said on this goddamn podcast and things I've said to Chris in private phone conversations.
Listen, I'm not saying it's a bad idea.
Thank you. Finally, someone said something I thought of was not a bad idea.
I do, however, think that none of us know anything about running a distillery.
See, I don't. We don't have to own.
We don't have to run a
distillery. We can just buy already made whiskey and then just throw the truffle into it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think we should get a centrifuge. I've been trying to tell you if we can get our hands on a centrifuge, this could work
out. I don't know how to get a centrifuge, Chris.
I'm sure we can just get. I'll add it to the Amazon wish list.
There you go.
Oh, somebody, we should be getting some Pokemon hats shortly to go with our swords.
Also, perfect. DVDs. We should have some DVDs in the office.
All right, I'll look into it. We do have some cool swords, though. That's what's up. So, all right, throw a centrifuge on there. How much would a centrifuge cost to put booze in, like a liquor bottle's worth of liquor?
A good one probably like
a liquor bottle's worth of liquor? I'm curious as to what.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. What kind of
pint
is it?
Or whatever? A liter? A fifth?
Yo, hold on. I just want to say this. There are 5 Cronut fucking Amazon books right now.
Yeah.
How to make them?
How to make Cronuts.
Yeah. And you know what? You know how many goddamn truffle whiskeys there are out there? Zero.
That's true.
Okay? And we are on the goddamn cusp of doing something great, so you can stop doing this goddamn podcast.
I like doing the podcast.
I don't mind doing it.
Okay, the podcast could just push the truffle whiskey then.
There
it could just be an infomercial.
We'll just chill.
Yeah. You guys down for that?
I mean, it's just an infomercial about our sad lives now.
Jesus Christ.
At this point.
Well, the cheapest centrifuge on here is $160.
That's pretty fucking cheap. What brand is it?
Ample Scientific.
No.
They have a more expensive one.
Yeah, but right. So for the centrifuge thing, don't you have to put like a massive, like a large amount of liquid? Anytime I've ever seen a centrifuge, it's all test tubes.
These are pretty small. Here's one that's $127.
All right,
it's like 9 shot sizes. Basically.
How would that help us if we're just making shots?
No, because that's how they do it. My buddy works over at Booker and Dax, which is David Chang's place. So it's all like, but it's a bar. You know, they do like fancy infusions, and that's how they make this banana rum that's actually really good. And they just throw a couple of bananas, pureed in a Blendtec blender, and then just put it in the centrifuge to pull out the solid banana pieces, and it tastes exactly like banana.
All right, but in the centrifuge that they use, is it test tube sized things that they're putting in there?
I don't know. I just go there to get drunk, bro.
Look, You're acting like I'm fucking asking crazy questions that should be.
How much is a Fisher Scientific centrifuge?
You can get one. I mean, some of these are, you know, $115, $120.
Fisher's the brand you want to get. That's just the best.
I don't know. This sounds like a pretty official brand. Silogex? That's where I would. That's a good brand, right? That sounds sciencey to me.
I guess. Fisher Scientific is the shit.
There are people out there just waiting to give you their money.
I mean, I know.
For truffled whiskey.
Yeah, but we could just sell coke, really. I mean,
there you go.
That's illegal.
For medical purposes, though.
That's still illegal.
Oh, dicks. Damn government.
So,
fuck yeah.
Gotta get the centrifuge, man. Gotta figure something out.
Maybe I can convince that guy to let us use the centrifuge.
They don't mind mixing truffle and whiskey into their precious banana.
I mean, we probably have to get our own beakers.
All right, I'm down for that.
That's not fucking.
You got
expensive.
Beaker money? You don't have centrifuge money, but you got beaker money.
I fucking work in the school. I can probably sneak into the lab and get us a fucking beaker. We'll be fine. I need a bag though, but.
Yeah, those are beakers that have just been filled with goddamn chemicals.
Here's a brolic-ass centrifuge on Amazon. This shit's like $2,000.
Yeah, the best ones are a little bit more expensive. Fisher Scientific all the way, son.
This is pretty brolic.
It doesn't look like a centrifuge. It looks like a still.
We're going to need a couple of those, too.
Jesus.
I still say our best thing to do is get Damon Dash to sponsor Truffle Whiskey.
We can get other people to sponsor. Diddy's a bit adventurous with the money. Maybe Red Bull wants to fucking get in on that.
I'd rather work with Damon Dash than
not.
I don't know what you have against Damon Dash.
All right, if we can get the money, fuck it. Let's go for the money.
The man's a pioneer.
Good for him. Pioneer his ass into the broke house, but that's good for him, no? Yay.
Well, unlike us, he's been able to pioneer his ass out of the broke house at some point, so that's fucking positive.
That's true.
Yeah, he's better than us. I'll give you that.
I mean, Johnny's got a PS4, though, so we got that going.
I sleep easy at night, so with my life.
Really? I don't. I really don't sleep at all anymore. Oh, my God. So, look, thank you, Delco Trash, for doing a little research for us. That's just bolstered our knowledge that rich people with money, trendy assholes, will pay for something stupid like truffle whiskey.
Fucking hipster juice, son. It's just waiting to hatch.
I bet that guy on Instagram, Lavish, you know who that is?
No, who's this?
He's more obnoxious. Remember the rich kids at Instagram?
Yeah.
This guy's even more obnoxious.
I wouldn't put say it up. Fucking put, obnoxious, put it up. Son.
I want to see how obnoxious he is. What else do I have going on in my life?
All right.
Who is he, first of all?
He's just some, like, Indian kid whose dad is really rich.
Oh, wow.
So he's just a generic rich kid.
Yeah.
His daddy money. He don't even make his own money.
What's his actual Instagram name?
It's Lavish Bitch.
Oh.
That's some whack shit, though.
Let me see here.
Is he in India?
Here, no, he's in San Francisco. Here is a series of photos where he ties $4,000 to some helium balloons and just floats it away.
Oh, that's depressing. What a dick, man.
He wrote Kim Kardashian a long tirade, calling her a peasant and saying that she will never be rich.
What does dad do to make all his money?
I couldn't find any information about it. BuzzFeed just threw this up today.
It's probably like fucking, microchips or some shit.
Those are giant fat stacks of cash.
He does have fat stacks on fat stacks and fat stacks.
What about that dude I sent you?
17, 18. 18 years old. Will never know pain. Good for him.
I'm sure I'll get a rape charge or two.
I hope so. Let's
maybe
we can hope.
Maybe he's holding fucking like house help hostage and shit. You know how they get down. Pay the meager sums and just have them shackled in place.
So he's just running the indentured servitude in Dubai.
His entire Instagram, it's from what I could see,
it's almost
just,
all money.
It's just
money.
Pictures of cash.
There's absolutely nothing of any, there's no character to anything here.
That motherfucker has to have a microchip.
I don't know. There's a pair of Nikes right there.
Those are Louis Vuitton sneakers.
God,
these
the
are Nikes.
Fuck out of here, damn, son. They like Louis Mix, right?
The more money like this guy gets, the uglier the shit he buys.
This shit is pretty cool.
No, it's not, Johnny.
It's like lizard skin, son. Did you see
Look,
that?
Look, he uses iPhones as coasters and shit.
Damn, son. You know what I don't see? I don't see a PS4.
Look, here's his one black friend.
He paid that guy.
That guy must be doing very
Is that Virgil? Oh, Virgil.
That guy must be loving life because he just chills with that dude all day long. Probably just takes pieces of the stacks and just puts them aside, you know?
Basically.
I love a giant fat stack of cash.
No.
It's very rare that you get to be around one nowadays. People use credit cards too much.
Yeah.
I like to carry cash.
Yeah,
you're the last person I know who does that.
I like to look like fucking I got like a stack of cash on me. I like to be that guy.
Show it off a little bit.
Yeah. Pull out the fat wallet.
All right. I need you to get an Instagram account and start doing rich 30-year-olds of Instagram.
I should do that.
Seemingly rich.
There's a type of rich. Perhaps.
Oh boy.
I think the big timers talked about it. With their classic Hood Rich.
Oh God, man.
Taking it back.
So why did you make me put Tech Bubble on this topic sheet?
Oh man, I think it was Time that wrote that there people are debating on whether or not there is an actual tech bubble in the United States.
Right now? Didn't that already burst?
No, see, I think the thing is, it hasn't burst yet because there's still places like Snapchat turning down whatever $3 billion buyouts.
$2 billion.
It was $2 billion, sure. Whatever.
Wow, that's crazy.
And there's venture capitalist firms just dropping hundreds of millions of dollars on apps that make no money and do nothing.
But isn't this just a second, this is a second tech bubble, isn't it?
Well, this would be the second tech bubble, yeah. I mean, this would be the new one, you know? And what did Tumblr go for? $1 billion?
Yeah.
From Yahoo?
Instagram.
And then whatever, WhatsApp, I think that was one of the bigger ones that I noticed recently. That was, what, $19 billion, $20 billion, something like that?
I think it was $20
billion.
No, $20
I think it was.
Billion. What?
What's, all right, I'm going to see.
How much did Instagram go for?
Instagram went further than a couple billion.
$1 billion.
$1 billion? Yeah, Facebook gets it on the cheap. They bought that Oculus Rift shit.
That was $2 billion.
They paid $2 billion for that shit?
I believe so.
Yeah, for Oculus Rift, insane. Which has been a company for, what, a year?
Yeah, it was Kickstarter.
It was kickstarted up into an actual
19 billion. Facebook acquired WhatsApp for $19 billion. You know why? Because they don't have any inlets into, you know, it's very big in like Latin America and stuff, and they don't have much market share there.
Everybody I know has that WhatsApp shit.
Brazil is all about that Twitter.
It's pretty funny that Facebook. Well, Facebook is running through the cash at Snapchat, which, you know, they didn't bite. And Facebook, I don't think anyone really uses Facebook anymore, but Facebook is just buying all the apps that people do use instead of Facebook.
Investment. Fuck it.
Much like Instagram. They bought Instagram because, well, people stopped using Facebook and now they're just using Instagram. And this Oculus Rift thing, which was out of nowhere.
Yeah, I didn't see them getting into that. That was fucking
Oculus
nuts.
Rift is a like a 3D headset for like 3D gaming.
It's a VR game. Shit.
$1.6
billion. Wow.
I mean,
they must really believe in the product.
When did the company start?
2014? Oh, no.
Last year. I'm pretty sure. It was a Kickstarter company. I know that.
2012.
There you go.
They haven't released a product yet.
No.
They have the specs, though. Like, people that have actually, like, seen it at CES.
Yeah, but that means Facebook essentially paid $2 billion for a patent.
That's why I was kind of shocked that they fucking went that in or something that's not, like, physically ready to ship yet. Like, Sony's advancing on their shit already.
Yeah. People were shitting on them for selling out to Facebook, but I say more power to them.
Well, yeah, you take money, but...
I mean, you throw, all right, $2 billion. All right, I'm done working.
Fuck yeah, son.
Worked really hard to get that Kickstarter up, but now I have $300 million in my bank account. I'm going to take a rest.
Never got to work again in your fucking life.
We should try a Kickstarter for Truffle Whiskey.
I thought that was the original goal, wasn't it?
But I thought we have to have a product first.
It's for more research. All right, we need to go to clubs with bottles.
Yeah.
And then that's our research. That's what we need the money for.
Okay.
Because we got to see if douchebags would go in and be like, yo, wouldn't this whiskey be way better if it had truffles in it?
You got to wear the white shirt, though.
The answer's obviously yes. Who's going to say no? You shouldn't have truffle in this product.
Got to get Hicks a tap-out shirt, and I'll wear a lacrosse shirt and shit and just roll on in. Like, yo, guys. Try this shit.
I have an old Lacoste button down that I think will fit you.
Oh, yeah. I'll rock with that.
Right.
I've never had something so luxurious on my skin. Mm.
It's purple.
A weird thing to say. Oh, God. I mean, I can't believe this lavish kid, man. He's really cool.
Facts.
Word up, son. Hashtag facts.
Yeah. You guys, opening day at Citi Field, de Blasio got booed.
Yeah, that was funny. I don't know why the fuck he did that to himself. Did he?
I love
to get
watching politicians get booed.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, every year at the Mermaid Parade, I boo Marty Markowitz.
Yeah, that's.
Like, I scream horrible obscenities at him, and we're like 5 feet from him.
You just hate that, man. Didn't your boy like throw pizza or some shit?
Oh yeah.
Oh fuck! What did he fucking do to you guys? He was just born.
Nothing. He's just a dick.
He's the Brooklyn representative. They talking about making him mayor for life or some shit, no?
No.
When he retires, that's the title, mayor for life or whatever for life.
Dick
for Brooklyn.
For life. Fuck that guy.
Maybe, son. I don't know.
Here's something else. This is another local story, though. Apparently, tourists aren't getting the grime that they need from New York. So what they're doing is filing false police reports so that they could drive around with the cops and look for suspects that don't exist.
What?
Oh, my God.
It's happened several times.
Where are these tourists from? Another country?
Europe, usually European tourists. There's like in the last few months, there was two incidences, separate people. One was a couple from Finland, I believe. And then there was somebody else. And yeah, they just drive around with the cops for an hour, and a couple of people got arrested. Like the Finnish couple got arrested because the cops were finally like, "All right, it seems like you don't have much of a story." Like,
they're just fucking around with them.
Yeah, they said that like two white guys grabbed the woman's handbag and ran away.
Sounds about right.
I mean, thieving whites in Central Park. That's constant. That's a constant
they
problem.
They said teens. Maybe you had a better shot. Wow. So they do that for the rush of it?
Well, I guess just to drive around, just to, like, drive around with the NYPD. Yeah,
you know what it is? It's fucking overly gentrified. New York is a bit, too, so that's, you know. So if you come looking for action, there are places you can go. But you best not go alone, son.
It's true.
You pay your tour guide. They fucking take you through them streets. You'll be fine. Maybe you can, like, stage a rape or whatever. I don't know if that's something you want
to
see.
Well, they had that, like, didn't they have that bus tour where they're just randomly
that
real
bumps.
New Yorkers would start singing at you? No, you know what I'm talking
Which
about?
One?
Well, there was a ghetto bus tour in the Bronx.
That one.
But there was another one that came out
like
a few years ago. Yeah, it was kind of like Glee. You like drove around on a bus in Manhattan, and then like random people would just start singing on the street.
Who the fuck thinks New York is like that? If you think New York is like that, you go on
there knowing that you're seeing a show.
Oh.
The ghetto bus tour was great too, though.
That was a good
through
idea.
Through the Bronx.
Weren't you running that for a while, Johnny?
I wanted a piece of that action.
Didn't you like pull a knife on some dude from Spain and you're like, isn't this authentic?
Well. Fuck, man.
That's what I thought.
Don't you feel like kind of insulted though that you have to like fucking stage a robbery in New York now to get that action feeling? I feel kind of bad. Like,
I think if they just would have went to the right place, they would have got robbed. Maybe your neighborhood.
Not even. Bronx, you're like, shit is changing now. Some people buying apartments now. It's a different clientele in that building. There's no more urine smelling the staircase. I can't deal with it. It's very weird.
I know. God forbid you don't walk up the stairs and step in a puddle of urine.
Green Apple and Fabuloso coming down the steps and shit. I can't deal with that.
What?
It's like, what
did you
am
just
I
say?
Now?
Green Apple and what?
Fabuloso. That purple shit they used to clean the floors. You've never heard of this?
I don't know what this is.
No. What are you talking about?
It's a purple thing. You look it up. It's called Fabuloso. It's like a lavender. It smells delicious.
There you go,
that
Fabuloso.
Right there. All right,
you said Fabuloso.
No, I said Fabuloso.
Oh, Fabuloso.
Yes.
There you go.
There right. you go. Look at you. Yeah. It's your coke voice.
It sounds like fucking you said Fibroso.
No. That's what you wanted to hear.
Why would he want to hear that?
I don't know, son. I think he just wanted to show me his fucking Spanish accent. It sounded really sexy, son.
Thank you.
Mm.
Thank you, Johnny.
Oh, man.
Johnny, what are you going to get? Do you know where we get some truffles?
I called a dude in Chicago. He was looking on it.
Good. I believe this, and I think this is going to work out.
Valdor Specialty Foods in the Bronx sells truffles. What are you talking about?
No, but you want black truffles, though.
They have black truffles.
We want both kinds.
All right. We got
to
find
You're listening to High Society Radio. I don't mean to yell at you, the listener. Our
buddies on More Like Radio could help out with this because they're in Florida.
More Like Radio people, they have truffle farms?
Maybe brains do. Can get something popping.
You think? Well, a name like Brain Stew, I think you must obviously have access to a
kitchen of some sort.
Yeah. Or a centrifuge. Like, my name's Brain Stew. All right. You definitely should have a lab coat at the very least. All right. You listen to High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com.
Wow.
Our Twitter account is @HSRadioShow. The Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. And the subreddit is reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. We're branded, Johnny. Branded like a couple of sluts.
I'll take it. That means
chained
you want
in
it.
Someone's basement, being raped over and over again.
Still means you want it.
No, it doesn't. It means you're just being used until you're dead.
Ain't that the life, though? Ain't we all being used by the man?
I try not to be used by the man. I don't know, Johnny. I don't know what I'm going to do. All I know is de Blasio's getting booed in Mets games. I don't even know why. Why did they boo him again?
Because he's just de Blasio. He's doing a shitty job.
I don't know.
He's only been mayor for a few months.
Yeah, is he
Come
really
on,
doing this
give me
shitty
that
job?
Shit.
What?
It's been pretty fucking bad. Like, I kind of like the fact that he's going for fucking the rent control shit. But, like, that school, charter school shit's been a disaster. He should have just left it alone, man.
Oh, who cares? Any of us have children? No.
Mm. He's got a niece and a nephew.
Yeah. Don't really affect me, though. They going to private school.
I heard they're getting homeschooled.
No, they're going to private school. They're
school
of
hard knocks.
There you go.
Right? Got it?
Yeah, hell yeah. You're going to raise them in the streets, right?
That's what that is, right. Yeah. Right.
Right, Johnny?
I don't know about the streets anymore. I got Fabuloso in my hallway, son. I'm good.
Fabuloso? What is that?
Fabuloso, motherfucker. That's what I said. Yo, don't worry about my
Johnny, you so angry.
Yeah, that's what that is.
But there was actually one thing de Blasio did which benefits me.
What's that?
He's loosened the health code fines and violations.
Really?
Oh, no,
yeah,
fucking,
which are out of control in this city.
Well, there's money to be made there. Any place you can make corruption, you're going to be fined.
Yeah, but the fines are out of... He's like that. It puts a lot of people out of business for like nothing. Like it's like a couple of $100 if you have nicks, too many nicks in a cutting board.
Yeah, you told me that one before. That's fucking ridiculous. That's a bit crazy. Like if you get like a failing grade or grade pending, what's that? That's a fucking fine, ain't it?
I mean, yeah, you definitely have violations. There's all sorts of violations. Sometimes you can usually argue them down.
Wait, sorry. So here in New York, like the new for the last few years. the health department will give you a giant letter grade on the front of your eatery.
Yeah, they do it here and in San Francisco, I believe.
Okay. So there's giant letter grades, A, B, C, D, and F?
No, it's just A, B, C, and you fail.
I thought I saw a D before. There's no D?
No, I don't think they have a D.
All right, so A, B, C, and fail. I didn't know that if you like got knocked down from an A to, like, say, a C, they also charge you cash. They're also finding you money.
Well, there's points. There's a point system for the letter grades. And for every point you get, there's a violation and therefore a fine that goes along with it.
What's like max fine, you know?
Oh, tons of money. I mean, it could be small things could be thousands and thousands of dollars.
Fucked.
Like, it's crazy.
I should have gotten into that racket. You know, there's bribe money in that shit.
I wish.
It's got to be bribe money. What do you mean you wish?
You try to bribe somebody and then you get shut down if they don't take your bribe.
You know what kind of people are taking a bribe. Let's not play that game.
Guys who look like you?
No. Well, they wear special hats on their heads, probably.
Construction workers?
Yeah, I get you. Speaking of those people,
yes.
There's some guy in Egypt, a politician in Egypt, who wants to sue Israel for the biblical plagues infected on Egypt.
A lot of people died.
I'll
from
co-sign
that
on that.
All them firstborn.
You're about it? Just sue the Jews?
All them firstborn? Somebody.
No, I am
pay
pro Israel.
Well, technically, wouldn't it be like reparations and shit in that situation?
Yeah, it's sort of reparations. It's absolutely retarded.
That it took somebody so long to fucking finally sue? I agree with that.
To sue for biblical plagues that didn't happen.
I think they're gonna make the money. Oh, Noah came out last week and was top of the box. No, I didn't see it.
Looks good.
You think?
I think that's the boat movie, right? Where they like fucking they get mad animals and shit and stuff like that.
You know who Noah is. I know most of it. You know the story. You're pretending to not know now.
Well, it got different shit. I'm thinking Russell Crowe eventually killed somebody with a knife or something, right?
I don't know.
It's Russell fucking Crowe.
There's no people in it. It's just him and the animals.
No, there's
like an army in it. There's like an army trying to get to the Ark.
See? Told you, son. That motherfucker always kills an army in a movie or some shit. Just him and a black friend. He's good for that.
There's no black guy in the movie, I don't think.
unless
Jesus is in it.
Yeah, I was going to say, but Jesus was black.
Shit.
Man. No, last weekend I made the terrible mistake of watching the second Hobbit movie.
Which, I didn't see the first one. It didn't appeal to me.
Dude.
Can you sit through those fucking Hobbit movies?
The first one I liked.
Did you like The Lord of the Rings too?
You're a fantasy nerd.
Yeah, I like The Lord of the Rings. I haven't really rewatched them though.
You couldn't do that shit for like in 2 hours flat. They had like a 45-minute walk scene in one of them shits. It's just like OD.
Oh my god! All right, so The Lord of the Rings. It was what I think there was three. It comes out about 1,200 pages of writing the three books.
Damn.
Turned into three-hour-long movies. They've turned The Hobbit, which was a book that was like 250, one book that was like 250 pages, into three-hour-long films.
God damn.
The second film, there was at least half the movie was just random, inconsequential fighting. I was just bored by the end of it.
No?
I was just bored, Chris. It's like, I can't take this anymore.
She probably commit suicide. It's your only out at this point.
I already tried. I don't think I can die. Mm. It's terrible. I feel like I'm in the middle of a tech bubble right now.
Definitely. You guys see people are smoking coffee to get high now?
Yeah,
you guys want to try this with
me? Yeah, crack. I'll smoke crack to get high with you.
No, coffee.
And why would you smoke coffee?
Because apparently you get high.
It gives you a buzz, but you get like really nauseous. Supposedly you hallucinate. I fucking doubt that.
What kind of coffee? Like Folgers? Like
yeah,
crystals? Or
regular
beans?
Coffee.
And it fucking makes you hallucinate. It's not, and then it's just coffee, right? It makes no fucking sense.
Well, yeah. I'll throw a rock.
If you drink this shit, it should do that, right? In hindsight.
What?
If you drink coffee, shouldn't it make you hallucinate? If that's the same shit that happens if
you doesn't make you hallucinate. It just gives you energy. It's like smoking crack, but it's coffee.
The article said you hallucinate at some point.
That's not what this article that I'm reading says, or this large article on large post on Reddit from a few years ago. This guy is all about it. And then a bunch of people are agreeing with him.
So how do you go about smoking this coffee?
Put it in a crack pipe.
Here's
a picture of it right here.
Are you sure people aren't just smoking like coffee and they have crack residue in the pipe and that's what they're getting high off of?
Well, not if you buy a new clean crack pipe to smoke your coffee in.
A little rose.
Yeah.
Pop that out. So what, you just take a coffee bean or is these
crystals? No, it's grounds. You got to do grounds. I don't think you can do freeze dried. You'd have to sniff that.
And how many people are doing this? Is this a trend or is it just one weirdo online?
No, it is like a trend.
Teenage problem.
It's going on.
Do you know anyone who's doing it?
No, that's why I want to try it with you guys.
Is it like we're best friends.
No, it's not like bath salts is the shit. I mean,
No, they're not. Bath salts are terrible for you.
I did some bath salts. They were all right. Jesus, I didn't eat anybody's face.
Why would you say that shit on it?
What do you mean? They were legal at the time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they're not legal anymore?
No.
You can't. So I can't get any bath salts? Well, I thought they like changed the formula so that they can sell them.
I haven't seen them for sale, and I'm pretty sure people have cracked down on them.
Damn, that sucks. I never got to get a taste, Chris. I never got a taste.
Well, actually, they call that 2CE is a bath salt. They use that as bath salts for a while. It's also called smiles.
Does it make you smile or eat people's faces?
A little both. It gives them a bigger smile as you eat part of their face.
Oh my God! I hope you guys saw this one. There's a neo-Nazi party in Germany.
Shocking.
Natch. And the spokesperson, the face of the neo-Nazi party, was this porn star, ex-porn star.
Kitty Blair.
Who renounced her porn star ways to become, you know, more active in politics.
Did it say she renounced it? Because it never actually said she'd stop doing them.
Well, now she's getting kicked out of her neo-Nazi party for banging a black guy in a porn.
You should have known better.
Are you familiar with this porn star?
I only knew about it in the article. There was another kitty in Germany that died a couple years back, but
of what?
Not this one. Fucking surgery went wrong. She tried to get breast augmentation.
Yeah.
And I think they gave her too much anesthesia or some shit.
That's what happened to Kanye's mom.
Oof. She's a porn star?
She's trying to get big tits.
Well, didn't they tell her that she couldn't do it in America and then she went out of the country to do it?
A lot of people died
Kanye's
doing that
mom?
Shit,
yeah.
I'm not sure. I think that's also what they said to this porn star. That you can't bang a black guy in Germany, but if you go out of the country, you can.
Yeah,
that's the thing, is that she's being ostracized for her political views in the German porn industry, a porn industry that will be happy if you shit in someone's mouth.
You ever heard of GGG, the company out there? They have puke porn, piss porn. They do just all kinds of shit. They're very exotic in that sense.
Why do you know about this, Johnny?
Oh, it's on a website. It's just been around for years, man.
Oh, it's on a website. That's why
they have their own website, GGG.com. If you want to see some hardcore shit, check it out.
They really have GGG.com?
Yeah.
Go to it, Chris. I want to see if this is true or Johnny's full of shit. Yeah,
no,
full
Girls
of shit.
Go Games.
No, not that one. Hold on. It's on here. And the dude was in the article, too. They boycotted him. Yeah, well, GGG. Justin Thompson, head of the Berlin Porn Film Company, GGG.
Yeah, but I want to know if they had the website ggg.com because that'd be very impressive.
Type in GGG Germany.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
That doesn't matter. They don't have ggg.com. Some Asian video game company has it.
Well, check on the xvideos.com link.
What? Okay.
There you go.
It is some hard shit going on here.
No. It used to be a website. I don't know the exact fucking thing, but it was GGG. On the website, that's what it says in red letters, GGG on the bottom.
Yeah, sure. You could have whatever you want on the website itself. I was asking about
the actual site. Yeah. I don't know. I got it off of X videos. That's where I get most of my shit.
That's where you seem to get most of your fucking information from when you come onto the show is through xvideos.com. Current events, sports.
Why not?
Because I need to be informed about something, Johnny. Please.
You got a PS4 though.
Yes, I know he has a PS4. I don't know what to do anymore.
Wait, this isn't that good of a story, but I got this.
Okay.
It's one of the funniest sentences I've ever read in a newspaper.
Great.
This guy climbed a rock in Hudson River Park.
Yeah, well, I smoked a rock in Hudson River Park. You don't see the goddamn news follow me around.
They are, though.
What'd this guy say?
The paparazzi are snapping your picture constantly. Like, oh, there's Pepper Hicks eating a cheeseburger. Page 6.
Again.
But this guy falls, and now he's suing the city because there was no sign saying not to climb the rock. And when people asked him why he climbed the rock, his answer was, just because I'm an adult doesn't mean I don't get to explore the world, too. Which I think
what
is funny.
Dick.
Because saying that makes you not an adult.
That fucking, all right.
What a jerk.
All right.
Why is this guy even alive?
So he can fall off rocks. I bet he's going to get paid.
That's some dumbass shit right there.
Oh. Maybe we should try to befriend the guy. Use some of his salmon to make truffle whiskey. It's just an idea. I don't know. I know Johnny. I know there's no truffle whiskey on xvideos.com, so Johnny wouldn't know what to fucking say about it. This is unbelievable. I feel sick to my stomach.
I do too. I think I ate too much.
What'd you eat today, Johnny?
That Pret Manger shit.
That's your shit now. I don't know. You've been talking about that more than Tad Steaks.
I had a buffalo chicken wrap and a fucking a meatball New York sub wrap. It's very good. Mad fresh. It even had onions in it. I'm not used to that.
You're not used to eating onions.
In a fucking wrap? When's the last time you had onions in a wrap?
All right, first of all, wraps are bullshit. Wraps are not good. It's not
that
good food.
Nah, no.
A wrap is just a goddamn, is a shittier version of a burrito. Like, how much better is a burrito?
That's a good point.
How much better is a burrito than a wrap?
About 500 times.
Thank you. A wrap is garbage, dude. It's terrible.
Not those are homemade. It even says it's made with love.
It's Pret it's Manager, like bro. That's his shit.
Yeah, it's really good. The ginger ale soda is off the chain.
I don't have any.
So natural, son. They feed the homeless.
I don't care who feeds the homeless. I don't have any time for anyone eating wraps. They're awful.
I'll bring you one next time, and then you can try it.
Well, then I can throw it out, and then you can waste your money. No.
Why would you throw it out?
Dick.
It's still food.
I don't want it. I don't like eating a wrap. They're disgusting to me.
I don't know if I believe you about throwing out food. I've never seen you do it.
They're awful. We'll how you like this shit, Johnny? This was a poll in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Of the 3,800 respondents of both sexes who responded to the government's poll released this week, about 65% justified raping women who wore clothing that shows off the body.
Holy fuck. That 65% Arab country or Indian.
And 58.5% of respondents also agreed that if women knew how to behave, there would be fewer rapes.
That's in Brazil? They're pretty fucking free about the sex out there. I don't know if they were. I didn't know they were that big into rape.
Sounds like they're pretty free about the rape, Jack.
Yeah, that's pretty scary. So, they're having a World Cup there?
Because you do all your prep for our nextvideos.com. What do you think about this?
That's pretty fucking disturbing. They got the World Cup going on. I wouldn't send any fucking female reporters out there. That's fucking nuts.
How about this? How about for the World? It's the World Cup, right? That's going there?
Yep.
What if when is the World Cup? Is it like
June?
Soon, right?
Yeah, June, July, sometime.
They're getting the Summer Olympics in 2 years, too.
Yeah, Brazil's getting that money.
Perfect.
And rapes.
Perfect.
Apparently.
What if we move down there into a favela and just try to get our shit settled now so that we can just start really making a lot of money for the World Cup and...
What the fuck are we selling out there?
Those
crack cocaine. We're selling crack cocaine.
Oh, at the World Cup?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
We could sell those stupid horns that everybody
I'm like,
loves.
Hey, Pele, you want to smoke one with
Africa.
Me?
I was going to do those shits over there. Vuvuzelas or whatever.
Yeah.
They don't do that out there.
They will, though. I feel like it'll carry over from the last. They were so popular. Oh, they were so popular last time.
Nah, those fans get down. They're fucking soccer fans are just the worst. Fucking
look, we're gonna sell crack cocaine. We're going to justify women. We'll be able to rape whoever we want. And everyone will be like, she asked for it.
Men, women.
She was in a wheelchair. What else?
I mean,
how do you expect me not to
relatively
rape her?
That's the thing that's weird about that is you just pay for relatively inexpensive sex.
That's
why
I don't know if that shit makes any kind of sense. They're just going to fuck. Sex is so cheap down there. So is the human life. You can pay like, what is it, 100, 200 bucks to have somebody murdered?
I don't know.
Life is cheap in Brazil.
Wait,
beautiful
is that information on xvideos.com?
Could be. Look it up. Brazilian murder. There's probably a porn with that title on there.
Brazilian murder porn. I saw City of God. That was a documentary.
That shit was awesome. It was based on a true story.
You're based on a true story.
Fucking right I am.
What story?
About some guy who fucking is addicted to internet pornography and just fucking lost his mind
and
playing fucking PlayStation 4.
And can't finish a fucking news article.
Yeah. Or a thought.
It's odd, though. You'd think that, you know, Brazil has like a whole day to celebrate female orgasms. You'd think they'd be less rapey.
What's this?
That's crazy.
There's, I think it's like August 8th. There we go. Here it is. They have a day that celebrates female orgasms.
God bless them. It's a magical thing when it happens.
Well, they mix up the words orgasm and rape. That seem to mean the same thing in Portuguese.
In their language, it might be the same thing.
Well, one could lead
like,
to
oh
the other.
It's like, oh my God, did you just rape? I mean, come?
One could lead to the other in, you know, for at least one person.
All right, then.
Jesus. What? It could.
You know, every week, rape comes up, and I blame Johnny.
Is that what that is?
You brought it up.
Johnny brought that up.
I didn't fucking finish the topic off.
It's kind of like you finished off that rape victim, right?
You guys just cupped the balls on that one.
A place in Vancouver just started selling. It's a vape spot.
Oh, nice!
And they just started selling marijuana pizza, which is a brilliant idea.
That's not nothing new though. I'm pretty sure they've had that elsewhere.
How long do you think before New York gets legal weed?
5 years, I'm gonna say.
I'd say two. De Blasio seems kind of fucking.
He's
down
a city.
With it.
It's the state thing. No, New York state.
Cuomo tried to push for it, no?
They pushed for medical marijuana the same way. Have you gotten any weed from Jersey? Because they have medical marijuana pass too. It's just for you have to be absolutely terminal.
Yeah, it's strict medical marijuana laws over there.
Yeah. So and those are the only people getting it. So I think New York, just because the New York State Senate is fucked. So it'll be a while, but eventually, yeah, it'll be like,
goddamn, Sheldon.
We gotta start this store then. We have to lay groundwork now. We call it truffle weed.
Genius. We gotta get some of those psychedelic truffles like they got in Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, you mean?
No, I mean Amsterdam. Amsterdam is where they have heroin. That's why they added the H. Amsterdam. The H is for heroin.
Ow!
Got that pandemic, right? That's what they would scream out in the wire. But every season, the name for drugs would change.
Well, I mean, that happens in real life.
No, just on the TV show.
No, there's all sorts of different drugs.
Yeah.
Same smiles, drugs different names. Bath salts. Yeah. Same shit. We've already established this.
Since when?
10 minutes ago. You're worse than Johnny at this point. You're checking emails. You're not even fucking talking.
My brain is melting, dude. All right. You're listening to High Society Radio. It's been a weird night tonight, but we're here to make sure you feel good on a Friday evening, because that's what we do. We are the beginning of your weekend. Bronx Johnny will talk nonsense. Chris will spout libertarianism. And I'll sound
today.
Like I'm dying as I talk.
Always.
And it's on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com. MoreLikeRadio.com and at HS Radio Show on Twitter. What was the last tweet we sent out, Chris?
I don't remember.
Been that long?
No. It was like yesterday. Oh, I sent an article to Eastside Dave about how sperm banks don't want ginger sperm.
Oh, shit. That's a real thing, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I'll make him feel good about himself.
Damn.
I figure he could start this class action lawsuit.
Oh, my God.
Maybe get a little paper.
I'm in 4 class action lawsuits right now.
Yeah?
Yep.
Slip and false?
Oh, yeah. Well, I figured if I'm going to need to make some money, I might as well just sue. That seems like an 80s thing to do that, though. You know, like...
Yeah, my mom sued a lot of people back in the 80s.
Yeah. I guess maybe that was a time when there was a little fast and loose with the laws and
fucking
guys were like...
frivolous lawsuits. Yeah. The ass.
Well, I think there's been I feel like there must have been some sort of crackdown on frivolous lawsuits. And a lot of judges will just look at you and be like, you're lying now.
Did Bush not crack down on that a little bit? One of the presidents set like a fucking window of maximum payouts you can get for those shits.
No, there's no maximum payout for a lawsuit. But I mean...
anything deemed frivolous, though, isn't that like capped?
Well, it's not... If it's deemed frivolous, it'll be thrown out. Oh, you won't get a settlement. Well, you might get a settlement, but you won't get a judgment, rather.
Ah, gotcha.
Sue everybody. You can sue for like anything. Like my buddy's entire job is to mediate because people sue the NYPD constantly, and his job is to figure out who's lying and who isn't. People there's like hundreds of lawsuits at any given time against the NYPD.
Yeah, 15 of them are mine. Hopefully, I never talked to your boy.
Well, not he'll fucking put you on that fast track to that settlement, though. You don't even have to go to court.
Oh hell yeah, that's what's up.
Oh yeah, corruption. That's what I'm about.
Hey, we will.
So we need a centrifuge. These are the plot points of today's show. We need a centrifuge.
Yeah.
Smoky coffee is great. It's that next shit. It's better than bath salts.
See, what I don't understand is you say we need a centrifuge, but we're going to need a giant centrifuge to mix and separate liquors and
we'll do it one bottle at a time. It's fine.
It's a lot of work.
How long it's going to fucking take?
That's going to be a while. You know?
Couple of minutes a bottle, that's not a big deal.
We seriously have to get on this, though. At least I just want to just make it so we just so to say that we made it. Just so that we can
in your hands.
Taste it.
Hey.
Because it's such a stupid idea that it seems like it could actually do well. What would you mix a truffle whiskey with? I don't even know. Bitters?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you do.
You probably would have to.
You get some good. They make barbecue flavored bitters now. You can get some of that. Oh, or pickle flavored.
I don't
bitters.
Know if I want pickle flavored. Maybe.
Yeah, you could do that.
Just make some stupid, obnoxious cocktails. Like, oh, this is what you should drink. You have a lot of money to burn, right? Here's a $400 bottle of liquor.
Here's a gourmet ice cube.
Specially cut just for your drink, because that matters.
They got fucking lasers that can cut through fucking ice and shit. That's how you get those big blocks of ice. They make even bigger ones, and they cut them with lasers.
What do you need these giant blocks of ice for?
To make fancy cocktails. What the fuck you think?
I thought maybe, I don't know, cool meats or something. I'm not sure.
Sometimes I just sit on them, though, because it's comforting. I, like, lay down a giant block of ice every once in a while.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, it is.
It's that big that you can just spread eagle on it?
Oh, yeah, they're giant.
Jesus Christ. Like how tall is one?
Like 5'8".
Like it's like sitting on a fucking throne
and
shit.
It's like
shit,
as wide as me.
Damn, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Still a fucking ice block party.
Yeah, why not? Get some ice luges.
No, you get all messed up.
Oh, yeah. Nothing more disgusting than an ice luge.
Not if truffle whiskey's pouring down it.
That's true. It'll sterilize everything for you.
Oh, man. Once this thing hits, dude, it's going to be huge for us. I can't wait to just not be disappointed for once.
Oh, you're going to be disappointed, I'm sure.
It's a dream. Shit pops off, man.
Did we talk about that weird clown?
We did.
Yep. Oh, that was on Staten Island?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it last week, yeah.
Didn't it turn out it was just a marketing stunt?
It is a marketing stunt for some fucking like improv troupe or some shit.
I feel like I might have brought that up last week. I'm just going to say I did.
Yeah, no, you did.
You brought up the clown. I don't know if you brought up the fact that it was a stunt. Oh, that you thought it would be?
He did. Yeah.
I'm kind of getting sick of like everything that's fucking cool just being a media stunt.
It's all anyone cares about.
Son.
I mean, not now. It's for a long time now, is that just marketing is the only thing that matters. Just marketing your shit. And how can you get people's attention for more than 3 seconds? Since a commercial doesn't do it anymore. So now you have to integrate your shit into something else so that people think. People have to not even realize they're seeing an ad for something. It's stupid. So that's why when we make truffle whiskey,
we're not going to market it at all.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to be anti-marketing.
Hell yeah. Fuck, marketing can suck my dick.
Exactly.
No ball nights, no nothing.
No, it's just like, if you want some truffle whiskey, just find us. Literally, find us in one of our homes, and then maybe we'll
hit
you off.
That sounds mad hipsterish, yo, but fuck it.
Who the hell do you think? No, but we market this thing to hipsters and, I guess, dudes with too much money.
No, I think it's just dudes with too much money.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's definitely the, like I said, the Lacoste shirt, fucking.
Fuck yeah, yo.
Some kind of spiky hair.
You got that purple for me too, right? You said you had it.
I got you. You can rock that. Yeah. I'll do that. I have not worn it.
It's gonna be my summertime shirt.
8 years. Okay. It's a long sleeve shirt, though. I'm warning you.
I'll roll that shit up. It's all good. All right.
So let's order some mushrooms tonight after the podcast.
That's what I'm saying. Get fucked up.
Truffle mushrooms, dude. Jesus. Come on, Chris.
I'm just saying.
You're killing me, bro.
We should get fucked up, though.
That would be
nice.
No,
I don't feel like getting fucked up.
You always feel like getting fucked up. That is a blatant lie.
You sure are. You're a liar. You're lying about wanting to get fucked up.
You just don't want to just go to this lockpicking party? Look how cool it looks.
I've heard about lockpicking competitions. I wish I was a lockpicker type dude. That's dope.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, just get
like
some lockpicks.
Some Houdini shit.
They had a huge lockpicking party in Midtown last week.
Oh, we should have went.
Yeah, it was Friday.
Oh, shit.
Damn it.
Yeah,
they got bitches.
We could have listened to ourselves on our own podcast and gone to this lockpicking party.
I feel like a loser again.
All this old school shit's coming back.
Like, these guys are all dressed like the Prestige, though. Look at these guys.
That's what I'm saying. It's like 1920s type shit.
Is David Bowie there?
Vault?
Look at this. They got like a jazz quartet. Hell yeah, this looks like a pretty good party.
It's like a speakeasy a little bit. It's pretty nice.
Who would have thought there would be... It's a huge
fucking
space.
Nerd thing, though. Let's be real.
Well,
it's
that thing is packed out.
But look how many people are there. Yeah. That's a huge venue, too.
Maybe 1,000-ish, 1,500.
Who would think that 1,000 people would go spend a bunch of money to go to a lockpick party?
Fucking thieves, my man.
In a city that has like 8 swingers clubs.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Is the show over?
Maybe it turned into a swinger party afterwards.
I hope so.
That bitch on the stage, I'm pretty sure it did.
He was breaking into chastity belts, getting Brazilian on him.
Oh, yeah, just.
Oh my, is that what we're calling rape now?
Is that what a lockpick
party
is?
She just got Brazilian'd.
Is that lockpicking? Is that what that is? That's a term?
Yeah.
All right, I'm with that. Sounds class enough.
I'm going to take my key and stick it in your ignition. Don't you remember? That's what it is.
Ah,
it's the same
I
shit.
Got you.
It's
right.
The same shit.
Right.
Hell yeah. Love R. Kelly.
Hell yeah, pissing on bitches. That's how I do.
Delicious piss.
It's all about GGG.com, right? They're all about piss.
Yeah, it's not. Don't listen to anything Johnny says.
I got the website wrong, but it is a fucking thing.
Oh, wait, GGG.com has stupid things like Super Cute Fantasy and Heart Cats Dress Up. And Frizzle Fries 4.
You don't like Frizzle Fries 4? Well, Frizzle Fries 5 is the dope shit, yo.
Fuck you guys.
Oh, I'll be the first to admit, this was not one of our better shows tonight.
Not at all.
Terrible. It was god awful. Thanks for listening to the end, if you're hearing our voices still.
Oh, there's no one listening to this.
I hope.
There's no one made it to the end of this crap fest tonight. It's just tiredness sets in sometimes. And look, we'll make it up next week with some high energy, high octane podcast fun.
Hell yeah. I'll bring some Adderall.
There you go.
We'll be focused on podcasting.
Addies, add me. You know what I'm saying? That's what I always say. I'm like, add me. But I'm asking for an Adderall, the pink ones. All right. That's it for us. We've rambled on for way too long tonight. First of all, it's been High Society Radio. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. The Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. And the Reddit is reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. That's it for us. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bro, Sean.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Peace out.
I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you.